Good morning. Today we have a very important question, which indeed could impact where people daven this coming Shabbos and hearing Parshas Zachor. We'll just start where we started yesterday with the Mishnah Berurah and discussing, do we read in Parshas Zachor Zecher or Zecher Amalek? So the Mishnah Berurah brought that there's some people say that we have to read it Zecher Amalek with a Tzeire, and there are others that say it should be Zecher Amalek with a Segol. And accordingly, the Mishnah Berurah told us that the proper thing to do is to read it both ways to make sure that we fulfill the mitzvah. Now, based on that, we see how important it is that each and every word and each pronunciation of every word has to be proper and correct. We certainly cannot miss a word, even when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah. The Poskim say that if we miss even one word, we're not Yotze. So Kal Vachomer, the Kriya of Amalek, it's a Mitzvah Midoraisa. Every word is very significant. So based on that is our question, our issue. How about an Ashkenazi davening in a shul that they are pronouncing the laning as Sfaradim or Sfaradim in an Ashkenazi shul? How can one be Yotze because the pronunciations are different? So in fact, the Poskim do say that an Ashkenazi should not and cannot be Yotze hearing Parshat Zachor from a Sfaradi because the pronunciation is different. Then only that, not only that, the Shem Hashem is pronounced differently. Ashkenazi murmakbi to pronounce the Shem Hashem Ado and then Noi with a komatz, and the Sfaradim pronounce it Nai with a pasach. So accordingly, a number of Achronim have written that an Ashkenazi cannot be Yotze if it's a Sfaradi reading the Sefer Torah in the pronunciations and the accents of a Sfaradi. And in addition, a number of Sfaradim poskim have written, for example, Rav Avadia Yosef, that a Sfaradi cannot be Yotze the Kriya of Parshat Zachor from a Baal Korah who is an Ashkenazi, and based on the Ashkenazi pronunciation. And in fact, there are some people who have added on another hakbar, another area that we should be machmir, that even within the Ashkenazi camp, because there are different kehilas and different groups that pronounce their kriya differently, even different Ashkenazi, we have one Ashkenazi pronounces it the kriya one way and a different Ashkenazi pronounces it the kriya a different way, each person should be makbi to hear the kriya of Zachor from a Baal Korah who pronounced the kriya in his Mesorah, the way that he has grown up in pronouncing properly. That's his proper place that he should be Yotze and fulfill the mitzvah Parsha Zachor only from a Baal Korah pronounces it in his Mesorah. Nonetheless, on this last point, the Minhag Olam is not to be makbid on that. An Ashkenazi can hear from another Ashkenazi with a proper Ashkenazi miftah, with a proper accent pronunciation for Ashkenazim, even if it's not identical to his, and a Sfaradi hears it from a Sfaradi. Now, just an additional point on this, there's also an additional thing that people should be makbid on. It's not me'akev, but it's because of the differences in the writing of a Sfaradi and Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, that ideally a Sfaradi should not only hear it from a Sfaradi, but it should be read from a Sfaradi Sefer Torah. Then an Ashkenazi should not only hear it from a Ashkenazi Baal Korah pronouncing it as an Ashkenazi, but it should be an Ashkenaz Sefer Torah as well. So our last question then is, why are we so makbid about this when it comes to Parshat Zachor? What happens with the rest of the year? We have so many Ashkenazi davening in Sfaradi shuls, or Sfaradim davening in Ashkenazi shuls, and we have the Kriyas HaTorah. We have it Monday, Thursday, and especially on Shabbos. So how does it work that way? So Rav Moshe Sternbuch and his Tshuvas V'Hanagos explains that is totally different when it comes to the weekly readings. There's no obligation on each individual to hear. Actually, it's a discussion. Is it a requirement on each individual, or is it a chiyuv on the tzibur, on the congregation, to have the Kriyas HaTorah? So he comes out saying that when it comes to the weekly parshios, and we would say same thing with Yontif, that it's a kriya of the tzibur, and accordingly we're lenient. It's not that each individual has an obligation to hear it, but there's a chiyuv on the tzibur to read it, and the individuals are there and they hear it as well, but it's a different trigger and in the obligation. But when it comes to Zachor, there, each individual has the obligation. Accordingly, it's a higher standard, and each has to, in fulfilling his personal obligation, has to fulfill it in the way that he is based on his Mesorah. In other words, a Sfaradi, hearing it from a Sfaradi Baal Korah with the proper pronunciation for a Sfaradi, and an Ashkenazi hearing it from an Ashkenazi Baal Korah with the proper pronunciations of an Ashkenazi. Have a wonderful day.